Hey guys, this is H-Town Wheelhouse. It is 6:13. The Astros are off today, and they just got through tying up a series with the Milwaukee Brewers 1-1. What I wanted to talk about today was their record this year. At this point, at the 69-game point, is the exact same record they had in 2017. So we're going to cover that first, and then in another segment, we're going to talk about their bullpen and talk about this lineup and the health of some of their players. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned. Hey, this is H-Town Wheelhouse. Thanks for hanging out with me on my podcast. I'd like to talk about the lineups. In 2017, at the 69-game mark, we had a 46-23 record. In 2019, we have a 46-23 record. The same identical records. But this team has a different makeup. We lost some key players, key contributors to that 17 ball club: Dallas Keuchel, Charlie Morton, Marwin Gonzalez. Evan Gattis isn't here anymore. So on and so forth. But the Astros then added, we all know, added Almeidas Diaz, who's currently injured, Michael Brantley, who has been superb at the plate. Josh Reddick is having a career year. We now have Gerrit Cole. And we have many young players that have come up. Derek Fisher. We have, you know, Tony Kemp is still in the system. Garrett Stubbs has come up. We also have guys like Miles Straw and Cionel Perez, Framber Valdez, and none other than Yordan Alvarez. But if you take this lineup and you make them, you get them all in the field. You get Correa back, you get Springer back, you get Altuve back, you get Diaz back. You've got one of the most powerful lineups, one of the most potent lineups that's ever been assembled, or at least in the last 5 to 10 years, the best lineup that I've seen, top to bottom. The great thing about this team is our 7, 8, and 9 hitters have come through in the clutch. They have been there for us. Now, we know that Tyler White has had his struggles. But we've got guys like Chirinos and Marisnik contributing. I mean, Robinson Chirinos last year did hit 22 home runs, but I don't think anybody saw him with the high OPS he has and hitting that successfully as he is in key situations and key moments. He's won a couple games. He's had some walk-off hits and things like that. So I think this lineup, if you compare just roster to roster, I think, hands down, the 2019 lineup, at least offensively, is strong. And then that's not even getting into the pitching or the bullpen. So thank y'all for listening. Let's go on to our next segment. I'm going to hit on the starting pitchers and the bullpen. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in once again. Let's get into the pitching aspect of this 2019 ball club. Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole are obviously the anchors to this four-man, five-man rotation. Wade Miley has exceeded expectations. Brad Peacock has done a good job lately, has been getting roughed up. He has a hard time when he gets to about the third time through the lineup. They usually pull him out of the game. Josh James has been up and down. Framber Valdez has actually come in, and he's actually getting the start on Friday night, and he's shown some promise. But overall, the starting pitchers have done a phenomenal job. Right now, we have two pitchers. You can guess who they are: Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. Verlander with 125 strikeouts, and Gerrit Cole with 130 strikeouts. Just unbelievable. Their ERAs continue to be somewhat low. Gerrit Cole's is around 3.7. Justin Verlander's still under 3. But one of the things I think is interesting about Justin Verlander is the amount of home runs he's given up this season. He's given up 14 home runs, and actually 14 solo home runs. And he's given up 3 home runs twice. Last night was one of those times. They were 3 solo shots. So he very rarely gives up a home run that has anybody on base. But it is interesting if you look at all his games that he just gives up that long ball. He throws so hard. When that ball is not placed perfectly, these are major league hitters. They're going to hit it. Gerrit Cole's only 5-5. He's run into some bad luck. He's had several games where he didn't get much run support. And if y'all recall, Dallas Keuchel a couple years ago ran into the same thing where he would only give up one or two runs, but the Astros wouldn't score. And so I'm sure as a pitcher, that's frustrating. But the guy I want to look at from a starting pitcher standpoint is Wade Miley. I've actually been covering him. I write for a website called Climbing Taos Hill, and I'm doing a thing, a series on him called the Miley Chronicles. And I chose to focus on him simply because he's one of the guys that I was excited that they signed, but not a whole lot of people were really talking about him. He's got a 3.14 ERA right now. Now, he doesn't wow you with the strikeout numbers. He only has 65 strikeouts. But he is doing phenomenally well. At one point, he had the longest streak of allowing three runs or less in the league, like 9 straight games. And only once or actually once he's only allowed 4 runs. So other than that one blip, he would still have that streak going. So I'm just really, really happy to have Wade Miley, and I really think he'll come up big for us when it comes time for the playoffs. I think Brent Strom working with him has really, really helped. Brad Peacock has done a pretty decent job. He's had a couple career games, 10, 12 strikeouts in a game. He actually has 71 strikeouts. He has the same record that Wade Miley has, 6-3. So you have Wade Miley and Brad Peacock at both at 6-3, and Gerrit Cole at 5-5. Now, I think Gerrit Cole, again, would probably be at 7-2 or even 8-1 had he gotten some run support in some of those key games. So that's the front end of our pitching staff. I'll go to the next segment. We'll talk about our bullpen and our closers. All right, this is HTN Wheelhouse, our final segment, talking about the back end of the bullpen and our closer. Our bullpen, for the most part, has been phenomenal. If you look at the ERAs of a couple of our guys lately, they've been getting roughed up for the most part in the season. They have been very reliable. Our most reliable middle relievers has been basically Will Harris. Hector Rondon has been touched up a little bit lately, but has been very consistent. Josh James has been up and down, for lack of a better term. Chris Davinsky has been having the struggles that we saw Tony Sipp having a couple years ago. Tony Sipp had a great phenomenal like 2015, 2016, in that he was great in that time frame, and then like 17, 18, he just seemed to really, really struggle. And Davinsky, for whatever reason, is leaving a lot of stuff either over the plate or he's just walking a lot of batters. He's giving up hits. But not everybody's going to be perfect night in and night out. Colin McHugh was moved to the bullpen. He's on the IL for some elbow issues. I hear he's coming back soon. He may even figure back into the mix of the starting rotation. But I think the three key relievers this year are obviously Will Harris, Ryan Pressly, and Roberto Osuna. Ryan Pressly is still sporting a sub-1 ERA, a .86 ERA. He has 34 strikeouts, and he's pitched 31.1 innings. 31 and a third innings, sorry. Osuna has 17 saves this year. He has 30 strikeouts, and he's pitched 30 and one-thirds innings. So Roberto Osuna, Ryan Pressly have been next to or near perfect in their outings. Roberto Osuna went 26 straight games or 26 straight saves with the Astros, beating Brad Lidge's record with the Houston Astros. Ryan Pressly set a major league record with the most consecutive scoreless innings by a reliever with 40 or 41 plus. He just did a phenomenal job. Him and Osuna in a series about a week ago got into some tight areas, got into some tough situations, were able to get out of them. Again, the bullpen guys are not going to always be perfect. But what we see coming out of this team going into the postseason is the Astros are really okay in the bullpen area. If the Astros get one more starting arm, one more big arm like a Bumgarner or a Scherzer or someone like that out there that's going to be available for trade, that would give even more relief to these relief pitchers. Relief pitchers have been used a lot lately. Our offense hasn't really produced like it should. We have scored 8, 9, 10 runs here and there. But with big major players out, it's put a lot of labor and a lot of demand on the bullpen. And what we see is when you put too much labor on the bullpen guys and they get used too often, people see their stuff more, their stuff's less effective, so on and so forth. But in the major leagues, they are the number two rated pitching staff in the major leagues. They've got the second best when it comes to relief pitchers, ERA, batting average against, and things like that. So I think the Astros are set up really nicely, waiting for some key players to come back, maybe looking for that one big free agent move or trade by the trade deadline, and to set themselves up nicely. They look like they're going to easily win the West, although the Rangers have caught fire lately. That's okay. The Astros are still doing what they're doing without Correa, without Altuve, and without Springer, which is absolutely amazing. Well, hey, Astros fans, I'm glad you tuned in. Thanks for listening to H-Town Wheelhouse. A couple things. Check out Climbing Taos Hill. Look for my name, Brett Chansey. Look for me on Twitter at @HTown_Wheelhouse. And if you're on Facebook, go to Astros 411, the fastest growing and number one Astros fan page on all of Facebook. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great day. And go Astros.